All right, welcome back to Unleashed, the most legit Celtics podcast in the game. This is definitely not a Celtics-related podcast, not a Celtics-heavy podcast. It's actually probably one of the most different podcasts that we've done. The closest I can tie this one to is when we went over the NBA versus China, that sort of whole ordeal. So what we're talking about today is obviously all of this with what the hell is going on in the world right now, mostly stemming from, and I want to acknowledge it first, the George Floyd incident. And again, this is not the usual podcast we do. This is not a normal topic we would talk about. But I've seen enough of you guys asking for, and weirdly enough, I still don't get it. I don't think I deserve to talk or have a say on these sort of matters, but oddly enough, I do get the tweets from you guys in the DM saying, like, what do you think of this? Might be interesting to talk about on the show. And I was planning on really not talking about it at all because I think that there's so many other people out there that can do it better than I can. But nonetheless, I am answering your questions. I am making an episode about it. I am acknowledging that it's happening. And I think that is a good step in the right direction rather than just ignoring it. So I want to first acknowledge, before we even get into the protests and even the riots and whatnot, I want to acknowledge the George Floyd incident. Now, I feel like when we've had these abusive powers of police or police brutality, anything like that in the past, there seems to have been, whether or not this is because there hasn't been video or whatnot, or clear video or whatnot, but there seems to have been two sides to the story on most occasions. This George Floyd one puts that to rest. There was not two sides to this story. We've all seen the video, if you've had the stomach for it. It's just minutes of, you know, incidents leading up into a man's death, and people tried to stop it. Other officers kind of got in the way, and not to say let it happen. I don't want to totally incriminate them, but definitely didn't do anything that they could do to stop it. And we watched a police officer kneel on the back of George Floyd's neck and literally murder him. So rest in peace to him, but thoughts and prayers to his family and anyone that knew him, anyone tied to him. I do think that it's god-awful to see something like that, to watch it happen, and to know that there's just no question. That's the key word here, question. There's no question what you saw. There's no question, and it's just terrible. And sort of the footsteps to follow of these protests and whatnot don't surprise me, and I'm not going to knock them. I think that a peaceful protest, and I want to harp on that word in a second, a peaceful protest is necessary in this case. And like I already mentioned, I feel like I'm going to keep saying this in this episode, but I don't know how much I deserve to talk about this type of stuff. I run a sports website, a sports podcast. I tweet about sports. And I haven't experienced, you know, a percentage of the thing that some of these people are going through. You know, if you've dealt with cops or anything like that, or just being a minority in the country, I don't know what it's like. So, you know, I'm not going to act like I do. And I see a lot of shows and whatnot trying to put themselves in a non-white person's shoes. And I think that that's bullshit. I think it takes a lot to just say, hey, hand up, I don't know what it's like. So this is more reactionary than obviously problem-solving-esque of me. I'm just reacting to what's going on. So first off, like I said, those peaceful protests, I don't think, if you don't protest, if you don't stand up for what you believe in, I don't think change will ever come. Look at the history of the world. We've needed things like this to cause change. We've needed protest. We've needed someone standing up and speaking against, one, authority, and two, against public figures and anyone of stature to be able to say, hey, this isn't the way we need to do it. This isn't the way we should do it. There is a better way. All of those things are crucial, though, especially that last part. There is a better way. If someone doesn't know of a better way, or someone doesn't even envision a small piece of a better way, and you're just going out there to protest and to wreak havoc on a town or a city or a state, you're losing your message. You're drowning the message. You're taking away from, one, the people that actually believe it, and two, you're taking away from the outcome that can occur. So a peaceful protest, I've said that word so many times. Nothing wrong with a peaceful protest. But the minute that peaceful protest turns into something physical or turns into a riot, it's no longer peaceful, obviously, and it's no longer conveying the message you want it to convey. There's a reason our brains have evolved, and you know, we have taken such large leaps and steps up in terms of being human. There's a reason that happened. We've evolved. We're not cavemen. To solve our problems, we don't need to go bash someone over the head with a big club. We don't need to do that anymore. We've evolved. So the peaceful part of this is so crucial because it's well within your rights. Stand up for what you believe in. I will say fight for what you believe in, but you know, I feel like that sometimes you get the word fight twisted and you go back to its, I guess, true meaning, and physical brawls, riots, everything like that breaks loose. And that's where I kind of draw the line and say, I don't think that we're progressing as a society or progressing as a nation when that type of stuff happens. Nothing good is going to come from this type of violence. And we're not talking about war or anything like that. We're not talking about violence as a whole. Again, this is, well, I'm already out of my comfort zone here. Talking about war, talking, getting even more and more into politics is far from my comfort zone. So just being completely honest. But things like this, if you can get thousands of people to stand on a street and speak and shout and hold up signs, that message hopefully can get received. But the minute you got someone throwing a chair through a mom and pop's, you know, convenience store and taking money from the cash register and taking products from the store and looting stores, where is that message? You think that that message is Black Lives Matter? That's just people raising havoc, and it's taking away from the people that actually believe in the problem and actually believe in the solution. In fact, we've seen the videos of those. It went viral. It was two white girls spray painting a Starbucks saying Black Lives Matter on the siding of the Starbucks and vandalizing the Starbucks. You have two girls that most likely have never experienced what they're spray painting and what they're writing about, making it now look like African-American individuals vandalized a store to spread their message. And I'm using quotes there for the people not watching the video and listening just to the podcast version. That takes away so drastically from what their actual message is, and them talking about their experiences, and them talking about their struggles, and them trying to shout all of that to the world. So it's all of these, you know, these people that think it's an opportunity to be violent. Those are the ones that are taking away from what it actually means to try and cause change. Peaceful protests. Those are what are valid. Those are the people that are thinking about the cause, trying to find a solution and make it better for their kids, their kids' kids, their kids' kids, kids' kids, kids, and so on. The person throwing a chair through a big pane of a window, what are they fighting for? A necklace in a jewelry shop? $2 out of a cash register? A watch? Sneakers? Is that really the message we're trying to send? No, that's havoc. Those are idiots, boneheads, trying to take advantage of a situation rather than trying to solve a problem and trying to fix a situation. So, I know, that's a lot. It's probably, the message is twisted in there somewhere, but what I'm trying to say is, a peaceful protest, I'm 100% behind. But it's on us to realize when to stay peaceful, to try and avoid turning physical, and then it's even more on us to realize there's a cause we're standing up for, and our actions are going to directly relate to the outcome and the possible solution of this problem. And that's the truth. So you can sit here and say, oh, well, if you don't get physical, nothing's going to change. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and argue you, but I believe the possible solution comes drastically quicker from peaceful protests and not going away. This isn't just a cool fad. If you believe in this, and you should, because again, this is an incident where there really is no question. If you believe in this, you should be able to stand there day in and day out and peacefully protest. The minute you pick up a rock and huck it through a window, that's where you lose your message. because you are no longer thinking about the people that have passed. You no longer are thinking about the current struggles in this world. You're now thinking about, I'm going to get what's mine. I'm going to get this. I'm going to get that. And that shouldn't be your message here. It isn't my message. That's not what I'm trying to say with this podcast, obviously. My message here is to keep it as peaceful as possible. And I know, for lack of a better term, when push comes to shove, that can be difficult. Again, perfect term there. When push comes to shove, it can be difficult to stand down and keep using your voice. But I do think that that's so critical here. And I think that just based on the videos we've seen, obviously I haven't been physically involved in this. Based on the videos we've seen, there's a large chunk of people, and I hope it is, you know, the minority of these people. I hope the majority are trying to be peaceful and are trying to use their voice and thoughts rather than their actual fists. But there's a minority out there, and we've seen the videos, that are now causing havoc and trying to prosper in a time like this rather than trying to spread the message and stand up for what they believe in. So there's my take on that. If it made any sense, I hope it did, because, you know, obviously you can't avoid this type of thing. I've been thinking about it. I've been curious to see whether or not I am going to use my platform, if you would call it that, to speak out on it, and that one's in the books. I have. So I do have one other thing I want to talk about here, and it is sort of the athletes getting involved in this. And I guess on a way lower level, you can say the same thing about me. Does someone that, you know, writes and podcasts about sports, do they deserve to talk about it? I would say on my level, no. Like I said, this is only reactionary to, one, what I've seen, and two, I've fielded enough questions from you guys to say, okay, you know what? It's time to speak my thoughts on it and that type of thing. So I don't want it to seem like me and an athlete have the same amount of pull, because that ain't the case. But is it correct? And I tweeted this out. What are your thoughts on athletes using their platform to speak out on social issues or to cause action on social issues? Surprisingly to me, even in a time like this when it's super relevant, the sort of responses in my mind, and I was reading them, I tried to read all of them, shout out to you guys if you did respond, were super 50-50, which is weird to me. I would think in a time like this, even the people that don't truly believe it would be like, yeah, stand up for what you believe in, do the right thing. But people were literally saying, and there's some validation to this, so I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not trying to take a stance on this because I do think it can go both ways. But there are people saying that these athletes shouldn't use their platform because they don't know what they're doing, that type of thing. But I'll start on the pro side of it. These athletes have millions and millions of people in some cases that follow them and will follow their lead. And I'm going to kind of refer back to what I just talked about. If you can keep it peaceful, and I know Jaylen Brown led sort of a peaceful protest and stuff, and that I'm okay with. If you can keep it peaceful, if you can not cause harm to the public or anything like that, I'm all for the peaceful protest. So if an athlete has that sort of knowledge and that sort of mental capability to organize something like that, I'm all for it. It's where it turns into, and I talked about being outside of my comfort zone, it turns into them being way above their pay grade in terms of something they said that now is going to spiral out of control. And I don't think we've seen this too many times before. So luckily, I think athletes do really, I guess they rarely stand up for something they don't believe in. If an athlete is going to speak out on a social issue, I guess it's for the better. And they do, you know, they do it for something they believe in, which is totally fair. But I don't want us to get to a point where athletes think that they have to speak out or to think that they should take a stance on something because it'll make them popular. Because that's when the knowledge goes out of it. And that's when the thought process and the organization and the structure of it all, that's when that shits the bed. So Jaylen Brown, you know what? I'll be honest. I'm okay with that peaceful protest. I think it was organized. I think he's renowned by many NBA players as one of the smartest guys in the league. I think he knows what he's talking about. I think he believes in it. The only part of that where I draw the line is there was at least 3 people arrested during that protest. And if you are doing these protests correctly, if you are, you know, utilizing your free speech, you don't need to be getting arrested. You can peacefully protest. You can protest. You can speak your mind. You can stand up for what you believe in and not get arrested. So it's that sort of fine line where this is a peaceful protest where we're using our words, we're using our signs, we're standing up for what we believe in, then poof, all of a sudden you're in over your head and getting wrapped up in a moment and doing something you regret doing. So I don't know the actual Reasons why these, so I'm not really going to comment on it. Those at least three people were arrested. I don't know if they all of a sudden got physical or they started stepping out of line. But that's where I sort of draw the line on athletes speaking up or putting into action within these social issues, because they do have pull. So for what it's worth, and I don't know if this is correct, without Jaylen Brown, those three people now may not have had an arrest on their record. Does that make sense? Overall, I'd say 99% of what he's doing, I trust that he's got the smarts to do it, and I trust that he thought about it. He thought about the reaction that it was going to cause. He thought about all of the repercussions to his actions. I trust him, and I'm fine with it. Overall, 99.9%, I think it's a good thing for him to stand up for, one, what he believes in, and two, stand up for something and use his leverage and use his platform to get eyes to it. The only negative I have, and it really, I kind of plucked that little piece of the three arrests. That isn't really the scale I'm talking about. I just hope we don't have many incidents of athletes using their platform, not having any idea really what they're doing, not really even believing in it themselves, and, you know, almost causing action out of people and riling them up unnecessarily, where, you know, say athlete X has a large following, and he thinks, oh, it's really cool right now to get in this Black Lives Matter movement. I'm going to tweet about it. I'm going to say, hey, everyone meet on, you know, A Street 23rd or whatever. Everyone meets there, and all of a sudden a riot breaks loose. This athlete, if he didn't really care about it to begin with, he could just say, oh, well, tomorrow I'm done with it. I don't really care. I did my whole piece. I got the social media clout. I got the videos and the eyes on me. What if this riot broke out to be big enough that, you know, one person or two people, a minimal number, lost their life because of physical violence, or it was big enough to just really stir up a city or a town? That's where I draw the line, because one life gone is enough to make that athlete's choice of using their platform not worth it. So the minute you cross the line from peaceful protest, I don't agree with it. And then the minute you cross the line from using your platform for something you think is cool, but you don't actually believe in, that type of thing, that's where I lose it for athletes. So like I said, I'm kind of on both sides of it. And I saw a lot of the comments saying, like, we're trusting these, take Jaylen Brown, for example, or guys that he was with. You're trusting these 22, 23, 24, 25-year-olds to lead a charge of something that, one, they might not have experienced, or two, they might not believe in, and I guess three, they think is cool to do. Yeah, that's not a bad point. And also, these guys, many of them have, what, 1 year, in some cases, no college education? There's one, I guess, argument on that side of things. But to be honest, there's a difference between being smart and being educated. Educated, yeah, I guess that drills right down to, you know, did you graduate college? Did you graduate high school? What were your grades like? Smart, you can learn some smarts. Your street smarts, your common sense, you can learn all that in the real world. And these athletes, though they may be even younger than myself, I don't see a problem with the fact that they use their platform intelligently, because, like I said, smart versus educated, intelligent versus educated. These guys are kind of thrown into the real world faster than most would. So these 23-year-olds in the NBA, they have been full-fledged adults probably for 2 or 3 years. So I wouldn't worry about the age thing. I would definitely suppress that argument on that side of it. The whole education thing, I give a little bit of credence to, a little bit. But overall, I think as long as an athlete knows what they're doing, they've planned it out, they have thought about it, and they acknowledge the repercussions that may occur, I have no issue with an athlete using his platform, his or her platform, to stand up for something they believe in and try and solve a problem that they see constantly. So kudos to Jaylen Brown. Kudos to the Celtics and Marcus Smart, Enes Kanter, everyone else that got involved and spoke up about this. Kudos to them, because for the most part on the sports side of things, we've seen it stay peaceful. Kudos to anyone across the nation that has organized a peaceful protest and it stayed peaceful. Where I draw the line is those people that think this is an opportunity for me to break into a store or spray paint a wall or tackle a cop because it all makes sense right now. That's the bullshit part of all of this. And I wish that those people weren't around for these sort of protests and these situations, because to me that just disgraces the ones that have died for this and it takes away from the overall message. So there we have it. Like I told you, way different episode than we normally would do. Way different, but I wanted to answer your question. I felt it was, and it wasn't just of me, I guess, to ignore it. Enough of you guys DM me / tweeted at me. I felt, you know, it's wouldn't be right of me to just sweep this under the rug, like I'm sure so many people in our nation have done and are doing, because who knows, maybe this video or this podcast means something to one person and changes one person's mind and makes them not want to get violent in a crowd and stuff like that. That makes it worth it to me, to be honest. So thank you guys for watching or listening. Make sure you are subscribed on YouTube. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, anywhere you listen to your podcasts, we are there. Thank you for watching and listening.